Welcome to Life-Giving Water Messages, where I expound upon the Word of God and, through the internet, deliver it to you. Today's message actually comes from the Skylands District of Greater New Jersey in the United Methodist Church, and it was put out there by the Skylands District Superintendent, the Reverend Dr. Eunice Vega Perez, as a way of giving her clergy a little reprieve from having to put online worship services together, which can be quite intensive. And so she's the one bringing the message today. So why don't we tune in and listen?
Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. Two people are better than one. When two people work together, they get more work done. If one person falls, the other person can reach out to help. But those who are alone, when they fall, have no one to help them. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Hear now a reading from the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verses 9 through 11 and verse 27. This is my prayer for you, that your love will grow more and more, that you will have knowledge and understanding with your love, that you will see the difference between what is important and what is not, and choose what is important, that you will be pure and blameless for the coming of Christ, that your life will be full of the many good works that are produced by Jesus Christ to bring glory and praise to God. Just be sure you live as God's people in a way that honors the good news of Christ. Then, if I come and visit you, or if I am away from you, I will hear good things about you. I will know that you stand together with the same purpose and that you work together like a team to help others believe the good news.
I will be reading 1 Corinthians 3, verses 7 through 9. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. The one who plants and the one who waters have one purpose, and they will each be rewarded according to their own labor. For we are co-workers in God's service. You are God's field, God's building.
Will you pray with me? May the meditations of my heart and the words of my mouth be acceptable to you, O God. We pray all this in the beautiful name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. I grew up in a small church in the southern region of the island of Puerto Rico. This church was the embodiment of what it means to be the hands and feet of Christ. We love to do missions in our community, in our region, and beyond. This love for mission was so contagious, you could not resist but to be part of it. Children and youth were always invited to be part of these missions. I think that most of us agree that missions have a way to teach us how to work as a team. The Apostle Paul always used his letters to encourage believers to work together for God's purpose. One of these letters is the letter of the Philippians. He wrote this while he was in prison, to thank them for their intercessory prayers and for sending him a member of their own with gifts to supply his needs. He also wrote this letter to help them keep the focus on the mission. Listen again what he said. Just be sure you live as God's people in a way that honors the good news of Christ. I will know that you stand together with the same purpose and that you work together like a team to help others believe in the good news. Friends, this is why we do what we do. That is to honor God and to hopefully, through our actions, help others to encounter Jesus the Christ. Christian mission requires a convicted heart and a team effort. On March 20th, Governor Murphy signed an executive order requesting 9 million people in New Jersey to stay home as much as possible to help flatten the curve to the deadly coronavirus. This virus, as we know, has claimed many lives around the world, in our nation and in our state. We all know that this pandemic has impacted everything, has changed our lives forever. The way we live, how do we relate with one another, how we work, our public life, and of course, the way we do church. This crisis, however, has invited and challenged the Church of Jesus Christ to be in mission in a new way. Let me share with you what I mean. Since the first week of our staying home orders, pastors from the Skyland District have been meeting regularly in order to offer support, resources, and to help one another. Through these meetings, I have heard so much about what you churches have done in the name of Christ in order to help those who are in need. And for that, I thank you. I have witnessed pastors and churches working together as a team to help their communities and beyond. One of our deacons who work at the Hakistan Medical Center as a chaplain asked the pastor from our district to invite their church members to join in an effort in doing face masks for the healthcare workers. I am happy to announce that our district has made over 11,500 face masks so far to the different hospitals and have sent to the different hospitals in our district, nursing homes, and healthcare workers from our own churches. And for that, again, thank you so much. You are such a blessing. We have also delivered 950 masks from the Skyland Outreach Depot, an ecumenical organization that collects flood buckets and other items for disaster relief. This organization uses the Andover United Methodist Church facilities and many churches in the Sussex County supports these efforts. We have connected people that we know and we care about with churches that have food pantries closest to their homes. Some churches that do not own food pantries have financially helped others. Through this pandemic, our churches have used their resources, their willingness, and compassionate hearts to help so many in need. We have done so much together. Finally, my brothers and my sisters, it is my hope and it is my prayer that as we develop plans to bring people back into our worship places and our buildings, I pray that we're able to reflect in our ministry connection as a district and that we realize that we are intertwined more than ever for such a time as this. Amen.